Today, I hope that what I say is one, an encouragement for our graduates, but also I think it's something that's very pertinent, 100% important for each of us in our own lives. We're going to talk a little bit about success. And most importantly, a phrase that I'll be using is desiring the best things. And that's going to be something we'll talk about over the next 3 weeks, is desiring the best things in our lives. There would be, I think, very few people who would actually say that they don't desire success in some sense of the word. And so really the question comes down to, how do we define success? Because we each have kind of different perspectives. And I think, again, that we would all say we desire some kind of success. We spend a lot of time and resources trying to learn how to obtain success from an economic and a social perspective. And I think, honestly, that sometimes how we tend to define ourselves is by our success socially or economically. And life for so many of us has turned into, I think, an endless pursuit of more. You guys have probably all seen the AT&T commercial. And I think it's probably, I know there's going to be people in here who love the commercial and think it's the cutest thing ever. And then there's those people who by now have gotten completely annoyed with it. But you've got the guy with the little kid sitting around him. And the one girl says, "We want more. We want more. Like, you really, really like it and you want more." And I liked it. I liked that commercial for the first couple of months. And then I'm now moved on to the annoyed stage. But here's the thing. We just finished up talking about the book of Ecclesiastes, right? We just spent 5 weeks on the book of Ecclesiastes. And what's one of the major themes in that book? It's all meaningless. Like, if all we do is go through the motions of our day-to-day life, it turns into a meaningless circle. If we're in this pursuit of more and more and more, that pursuit is in vanity. But a pursuit of God's purpose, that's where we find meaning. And again, that's something that we learned in talking about the book of Ecclesiastes. Take a look at John 10:10. And again, this is a scripture that's probably quoted among the most in the Bible. But Jesus says that he's come so that we may have life to the fullest. And I think that that sounds a lot like success, right? Having life to the full sounds like success. But I'm quite certain that Jesus isn't talking about success in our careers, in our prominence, in our power, or in our money. Now, I'm certainly not saying that those things are bad at all. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about success in those aspects of our life. And I'm not saying that we should lack an enthusiasm to succeed in these areas. But what I'm asking is, why do these things take priority? Why do we tend to care more about success in these things than in our spiritual lives? And I know that none of us would actually say that. I would never say that I prioritize with putting my social status and economic status above my spiritual life. But isn't that usually what tends to happen? And I think that we sometimes can trick ourselves by saying that we don't place these things, careers, power, money, recreation, above spirituality. But again, think about where the majority of our time, the majority of our resources are spent in our lives. And I think it's really easy to see the truth. We would never say these things out loud, but I feel like a lot of times we consider our life on earth from a spiritual perspective just as something to get through, so that then we can get to the real stuff in heaven. And so we put most of our focus and our energy into these earthly things, into worldly treasures, because spiritually our life here on earth doesn't really mean that much anyway, right? And so again, I'm not saying that we would never actually verbalize that, but our actions do speak louder than our words. And I don't know, maybe one of our issues is how we view our spiritual lives, because I think it's easy to fall into the trap of viewing this life that Jesus said he wants to give us to have to the fullest. I think it's easy to view that life as simply life after death. That's all Jesus is talking about. But 7 chapters later, in John chapter 17, In verse 3, Jesus said, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Now, to me, that doesn't really sound like he's just talking about life after death. To me, that sounds like he's talking very much so about the here and now also. If eternal life is about coming to know God and know his son, Jesus, and we put a lot of, at least verbal emphasis on eternal life, then it makes sense to me that we would be spending a considerable amount of time building our relationship with God. And again, I'm not saying that we spend our time on bad things necessarily. I'm not saying that many of the things in our life aren't good, but my point is life about desiring what's good, or is it more about desiring what's best? And think once again about the things that we view as what characterizes a successful person. Then listen to these words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 about what he desires for us. And let's see how our good endeavors and our good views of success stack up to his desires for what's best. Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 3, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in hearts, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Again, I think when we take those and stack that up against maybe what we spend most of our time and resources on, and maybe you stack that against our view of what success is, it seems very backwards to our society, right? But the thing is, it was just as backwards to the audience 2,000 years ago as it is today, and that's why Jesus considered it worthwhile stating. Desiring what's good for us economically or socially is easy and it's normal. But desiring what's best for us spiritually, these things that Jesus talks about, that's difficult. And to be honest, it's abnormal. And again, that's, I think, why Jesus took the time to state it. Now, wrapping up, to our graduates and to all of us out here, may you pursue righteousness wherever you are and wherever you go. God might not always plainly point you in a particular direction. He may not easily write it on the wall and say, "This is where I want you to go." But what he does desire is for your heart's desire to be that wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, that you are pursuing righteousness, that you're pursuing spiritual success, and that you pursue the best things. I want to end with Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." If you find yourself struggling with placing worldly success above spiritual success, then welcome to the club. Because I think that each of us in here struggle with that on a very regular basis. But an expectation we should have of each other is to hold each other accountable, encouraging each other to desire the best things of life. And so if you need any kind of encouragement, if you need any kind of prayers from this body, then now is going to be a perfect time to receive that. Or if you want to make a public confession of your faith in Jesus, saying that you are turning your life over to Christ through baptism, that you want to pursue the things of righteousness, pursue the things that Christ has called us to, and you want to do that through baptism, then we can do that now too. So whatever you need, feel free to come forward then as we stand and sing together.